It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, thanks so much for coming back. Well, listen, I know that these are the front of a lot of jokes. Beans, the magical fruit, the more you eat, the more you toot, I think was the jingle. But I got Radu Star in the house, and we're going to be talking about actually learning to love legumes, those beans, and really that there are so many health benefits. How are you, Ray?
I'm good. There actually are so many health benefits of beans, and those poor little guys have been the butt of many jokes, pun intended, over the years.
No, they really have. And a lot of people, unfortunately, stay away from them because they do have sometimes problems digesting them. But there are a lot of health benefits, and we're going to be talking all about them.
There are. And you know, I'll tell you, so I basically started really adding beans, I guess, to my diet back in 2012. I've shared with the listeners before, you know, with me, this entire journey for me started with a random blood test that showed that my cholesterol was high. I had a family and have a family history of cholesterol, and so my doctor wanted to immediately kind of put me on a statin, on Lipitor. I asked him for, you know, 6 months, sort of a 6 months period to see if I can bring it down. And so during that 6 months, you know, from the research that I did, I realized a couple things. One, I realized I was probably eating way too much animal protein. And then secondly, I was eating way too much dairy. I mean, I put cheese on everything. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, if it was possible, I would add cheese to that.
Right.
So I thought, I'm like, okay, I wonder how much of my high cholesterol is caused by these two things. So I started fresh vegetable juicing. That really gave me portion control, and it took away my cravings, particularly for cheese and, ironically, animal protein. So then, for me, I was like, okay, I'm not eating as much quote-unquote protein. Let me find other things that provide protein. And that's how I kind of discovered beans. You know, I took a look at the nutritional facts label of, you know, all kinds of beans, lima beans, garbanzo beans, which are called chickpeas. Those are my favorite. Lentils, kidney beans, black beans, pinto beans. I took a look at all of it, and I was blown away at basically what a nutritional powerhouse the beans were. They were packed with protein. They almost per serving have as much protein as meat, and they've got an absolute ton of fiber in it.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, that's great. Okay, I'm getting fiber, because I had a lot of people tell me when I started fresh vegetable juicing, they're like, oh, you're losing all that fiber from the vegetables. You really need that. And I said, well, you know what? No, I'm going to juice because I want the nutrient density, but I'll find other sources for fiber. And beans was one of those big sources. Iron, calcium, and they're low in fat. So here I am looking at beans, and I'm like, holy mackerel, they're high in protein, they're super high in fiber, and they're low in fat, and there's no sugar in them. So that to me was like, okay, that sounds great. So I started adding them to my diet. And I will tell you this, to this day, I probably eat beans four to six to seven times a week, lunch, dinner. I really, really have embraced them. And what's funny is, and I tell everybody this, is, you know, they're like, oh my God, you must be the gassiest guy around. I'm not at all. And it's because my body has absolutely adjusted to that amount of fiber, that amount of protein, and all the other things that are in beans. So I'll tell everybody, don't worry about tooting. You won't. That won't happen once your body adjusts.
Well, the interesting thing that we're talking about here, I mean, especially with you, with your story and your cholesterol, there's a new meta-analysis of 26 trials, okay? So a meta-analysis, when you look at a whole bunch of scientific studies that have been done and kind of just compare and contrast, because you as well as I know that they can be all over the map. Well, this, we take a look at all of them. So 26 trials, this was published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal, eating one daily serving, okay, that's a that's about 3/4 of a cup of legumes. So as you were talking about, peas, lentils, chickpeas, adzuki beans, black beans, was shown to reduce LDL, or we know that as our bad cholesterol. Actually, there's no bad cholesterol. It's just that we want this in ratio to our other parts of cholesterol. But it reduced LDL cholesterol levels by 5%. Okay, so that's not a statin. You're not getting, as you said, you're getting the protein, you're getting the fiber, you're not getting the saturated fat of a lot of your animal protein or of your dairy products. I mean, there's 25 to 38 grams of fiber in a, I mean, that's just amazing.
In one meal,
that's, then it's awesome. And the other thing, Ray, you know, that I think about legumes and I think about beans, because, you know, I live right here in the heart of, you know, I would say just Beverly Hills, and I see people all over the place getting these exotic foods and berries and seeds and powders and shakes and smoothies, and we've got some of the most healthy foods here, beans, and they're dirt cheap, and it's right under our nose.
Exactly, exactly. You know, the cholesterol thing, so that really, yeah, there's an absolute ton of research that shows, you know, beans are providing the body with a soluble fiber, and that soluble fiber plays a very, very important role in controlling the cholesterol and bringing that LDL down. You know, another thing, because they're so filling and because, you know, they provide that fiber plus protein, it really helps a lot of type 2 diabetics. So type 2 diabetics, there's been a ton of research out there that shows that, again, the fiber and protein, it's going to help them lose weight. And once they lose weight, you know, starving off those hungers and basically making your supply of energy last longer from the rich fiber and protein that are in beans, that goes a long way in terms of helping people manage their diabetes, especially the type 2 diabetes, because the balance of the complex carbohydrates and the protein provides a really nice, really steady source of glucose instead of that sudden surge that can occur, you know, after eating simple carbohydrates. And simple carbohydrates are foods that are higher in sugar. So it benefits folks with diabetes. It benefits folks with, you know, heart disease. Again, and if you think about it, it all really makes sense. If you've got a food that is incredibly dense, we've talked nutrient density as it relates to fresh vegetable juicing, which I'm a huge fan of. But now you've got a food that obviously is going to require digestion, unlike fresh vegetable juicing, which is a liquid, which basically, you know, quickly passes through the digestive system on an empty stomach. But now you've got beans, which is going to require digestion. But because of the incredible nutrient-dense makeup of protein and fibers, and the potassium and the iron that are in beans, you know, along with B vitamins even, you know, you're basically giving your body almost like a slow and steady fuel source. It's like having a nice log on the fire all night long that keeps you warm, as opposed to, you know, the highs and lows, which cause insulin spikes.
Yeah.
So I would tell everybody, you know, do your research. Like everything else, when we tell you something, get on the internet, do your research for yourself. But I'll tell you, even with losing weight, so I've had a lot of my friends that have kind of asked me for pointers when it comes to weight loss. And one of the big ones is I say, hey, we've got to add a lot more beans to your diet, because it keeps them full for longer, and you have to eat less of it to actually get full. And so it's a great way to, you know, have a sustained weight loss program.
All right, there you go, folks. They are the magical fruit. They are cheap. They are chock full of nutrients. They are chock full of fiber. They can stabilize your blood sugar. They can lower your cholesterol. Beans, legumes, get them in. Don't worry about the blowout. You can soak them. Chew your food. It's the best thing to do. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. Stay tuned. Thank you so much.